All right, we are live with another podcast. Welcome back to the, god damn it, I forgot what the name of the podcast was. Danny versus the Universe. Yes, I'm your host, Danny, of YBF Your Best Fears. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. Check this out, boy. Look at this, the 10th Hokage that they go mean. Ooh, oh damn, bro, almost got an erection. Save the bees. Remember, save the bees. Make sure y'all follow me, man. I be snapping on here, man. Look at this shit. Look at this shit. Normalizinator. Look at this. Look at this. I be snapping, man. Y'all should definitely come follow me. Make sure you follow the... Do I have the YBF Twitter pulled up? Where is it? Well, Twitter's at YBF. You don't need to see it if you're not watching the video version. But here's the Instagram. I almost said Twitter again. Make sure you check this out. I'm gonna start uploading some different content. I'm gonna have to. Yeah, well, mostly I upload like anime or something meme related or something out of context, reactionary, anything that makes me like warm inside. I upload on Instagram. Make sure you follow me over there. What do you call it? Make sure I'll upload some highlights. Also, we also have a Facebook. And we also have a TikTok. Same name, same ad. Your Best Fears. Make sure you go over there and you follow if you want to. I can't force you to do anything, trust me. If I could, I'd have both your arms. I apologize. So let's just get straight into this, alright? Now, what you don't... Ew, ads. Ew. 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 Bro, I hate ads. Ew, bro. Ugh. Alright, a different take from the different, from the other podcast. Now we're talking about hip-hop. I know I've touched on hip-hop just a little bit, but I personally am a very big hip-hop fan, and everybody else in YBF keeps up with hip-hop a little bit. I'd say the only person who doesn't really keep up that much is probably Willie, but everybody else, we're pretty, you know, well acquainted with hip-hop, you know, because we're black African-American gentlemen, but, this is the XXL 2020 freshman list, and off of first impression, just off of looking everybody on this list, it's all right. I know some of these people. I know NLE Chopper. I follow him on Instagram, my personal Instagram. Lil TJ, I know because he was in that debacle with Ruby Rose. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Jack Harlow, bro. We gonna talk about Jack Harlow. Baby Keem. I know about Baby Keem. Then let's talk about the people we don't know. All right. Chica. She is a rapper and a singer from what I've heard. Heard that she's really good. So I'll make sure that I give her make sure I do a full evaluation. God damn it. Get your words correctly, Danny. We're going to do a full evaluation on Chica. We're going to check that out. I like how she has her dog here in her picture. Very, very, very dope. I like animals. We got little Keed. I ain't going to cap. I think he's going to be the first one to fall off, bro. If he doesn't fall off, bro, shout out to him, bro. That's a W. But who else we got? We got Cowboy. Okay, 24 Golden, I've heard about you. Ew, it's 504-in. I'm guessing that's you. First time I'm hearing of you. Mulatto, I guess that's her. She seems like an industry plant. Well, you could say that Chica's an industry plant, because I don't know her either. But Chica seems more authentic. She seems way more promotable than Chica. I'm just going off of appearance, just saying. What do you call it? I feel like Chica has more talent, and I feel like Mulatto is just more marketable. I'm just saying. I could be wrong. I'm just saying. This is just like me judging a book by its cover, and I'm just spitballing off the top of the head here, all right? And then now we have Rod Wave. And Rod Wave, I think... I would say he's the biggest on this, but he's like the person who I'd say... like is gonna be the one who blows up the most. It's either Rod Wave, 24 Golden, or Jack Harlow, weird ass. And we can't forget about Polo G. I almost forgot about you, buddy. Polo G, you've been on the up and up for a little, but I have you give me no reason. He gives me no reason to be like, you know, Polo G gonna be the next one. Nah, man, he coming up. Nah, I feel like he's gonna be a hot rapper. I feel like he gives me Famous Dex vibes, bro, for real, man. I seen his freestyle came out today. Chica's came out today. I haven't watched that. I'm debating whether we should watch it together, but we'll see. Probably not. I'm not trying to monetize some shit that she already got, because that's kind of rude, but whatever. But this whole list, it's a decent list. There's plenty of people here who will have an inspiring career. Now, I brought up the 2019 freshman list as a reference to the 2020 list, and I ain't gonna lie, the 2019 list was a bit better than the 2020 list. Look at this. Look. We got Meg Thee Stallion fucking doing numbers right now. She hit, like, as I'm recording this, she has a number one record with Cardi B on the Billboard 100. What? WAP? I don't like it personally. I think the music video is pretty cool. I think it's very well directed. But what do you call it? She's been putting in work on her own, you know, her own lane. You know what I'm saying? DaBaby. Do we even got to talk about DaBaby? I'm not even going to talk about DaBaby, nigga. Mr. Betray YBN, only Cordae right here. Very talented. I listened to the Lost Boy album. I'm like, okay, I get what he's going for. Cool. Still haven't should have betrayed YBN, bro. Come on, bro. That was your boy, man. Whatever, bro. Tierra Whack. I feel like on this whole list, Tierra Whack is the best rapper. She is the best rapper. Just not even a rapper, just the best artist. She's the best artist on this list, in my opinion. But I like, thoroughly, I feel like if you go for like 30 for 30, bar for bar on this whole list, I feel like she's better. She outdoes everybody on this list. Maybe who could keep up with her? DaBaby could probably keep up with her. Rico Nasty could probably keep up with her. But in my opinion, Tierra Whack, the best artist. We got Roddy Ricch. You already know. The box, in a coop and a lot. The box, blah, blah, blah. Gunna. Do I even have to talk about Gunna? Only thing that holds Gunna back right now is the fact that people are saying that he snitched because he was on Crime Stoppers or whatever. Sure, buddy. I'm like, that's gonna stop his career. My 401k just went up. Comethazine, I know he has his own cult fan base. This man is a walking Black Air Force, bro, to be honest. Yeah, he got that energy. If you fuck with that energy, it's good. Rico Nasty, very niche. I like her. I think she's pretty cool. I think she's a really dope rapper, or a dope artist in general. I forgot what this little nigga name was. YK Osiris. Yes, I remember you, bro. He was that nigga who wanted to box everybody. I remember you. Yeah, you don't really impress me music wise. You really don't. Out of everybody on this list, never mind, bro. I was gonna say you were gonna be the first to fall. bro, I'm sorry, bro. You're gonna be like the third one to fall off, I think, bro, to be honest. But if you don't, bro, I really think he has a good personality though. He's like, he talks about God and shit, whatever. But he's a good kid. Lil Mosey, yeah, we just gonna leave you right there, okay? And Blueface, my favorite person on this cover, Blueface, bro. Now y'all might think I might sit here and roast Blueface, bro. I don't got time for no Blueface slander, bro. Blueface is what he got. He, like, out of everybody on this list, he can't be, bro. He cannot be. I don't think so. He cannot be the 10th slot. He back in what was this, 2019? 2019 Blueface was doing numbers. I think he's at least 7. I think these two are the 10th pick. Because you know the 10th pick on XXL is like, hey, you know you're the 10th pick. The fans get the vote on you, and the fans vote, but they don't really choose who wins because they already chose who won, despite being popular. Like, for example, in this list, if done in the beginning, was the XXL list? Nah, it just came out now. But never mind. Whatever I was gonna say, I was gonna say something about 6ix9ine 2019, but I think he was in jail that whole fucking time, so it's his fucking fault, to be honest. But I'm not gonna trash Blueface, even though he sold 11k first week, because apparently he's doing better than a lot of other rappers. Jesus fucking Christ, are you kidding me? Fucking, he sold more than Smoke Perp. He sold more than G-Eazy, bro. Blueface sold more than Smoke Perp and G-Eazy. The thing that really throws me off is G-Eazy. G-Eazy is like, I don't know, that nigga has been the corniest white rapper in a minute, bro. To be honest, to me, he's been the corniest, right? Ew, get that shit away from me. But he's been the corniest white rapper to me. So the fact that he fell off because he was with his girl or whatever, and it's whatever issue. I just know bro sold like, I think it was less, it was either 8k or less than 8k, bro. That was funny. Bro went triple box, bro. He went triple the box, man. Woo. But yeah, is the list better than 2019? No, it's not. But we have a lot of rising talent, so let's get this do like a minute analyzation for everybody, okay? Even the ones I don't know. Jack Harlow. Jack Harlow can really rap. He's one of those other white boys who can rap. Now, I don't fuck with Jack Harlow because this nigga be talking about letting other niggas pipe his girl. No, 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 no. Bye, baby. Nah. Baby Keem, I think I've heard one song from him. That's Orange Soda. I guess it was all right. I guess it's all right. The main thing that really I know him for is for being Kendrick Lamar's cousin, and I know he doesn't want to get carried by just being Kendrick Lamar's cousin. That's kind of hella annoying that you know, people might think you only had your opportunity at music because of connections, which is true, but this is your time to show that, you know, that they're wrong, that you're about this shit. So Baby Keem, I'm looking at you to see if you can actually put out music, because goddamn, Kendrick do not want to put out no music. God fucking damn, bro. How long has it been since, I think Kendrick Lamar last dropped music in 2015, bro. Bro, we dying out here, bro. Please, please, Kendrick, drop an album, bro. Lil TJ, I don't know anything about him music-wise. Only thing I know about him was because he fucked Ruby Rose and kicked her out the house or the door or whatever. And then they had, I ain't gonna lie, bro, I was like, damn, bro, he really did that to her. That's kind of fucked up. And then, you know, what was it, bro? I think a couple months later, bro, they hanging out again, bro. Like, man, fuck y'all, bro. Wasting my fucking time, bro. Like, I'm over here feeling this shit, man. Fuck y'all. I don't need no more empathy for y'all niggas, bro. Y'all got me fucked up. Chica, like I said, I have no idea, but I heard if she can sing, I heard if she can rap, she has a dog. So she's got to be top 10. She's got to be top 10. Is she going to be as popular as everybody else on this list? Fuck no. Because, you know, marketing, nigga. Marketing. They're going to market this nigga. They're going to market her ass. They're going to market this nigga. They're going to market this nigga. They're going to market Rod Wave. They're going to market him. They're going to market him. Everybody else on this list? Yeah, Jack Harlow, too. I think There's a couple people on this list who just won't get marketed. Chica, god fucking damn, bro, I'm getting tired of these damn ads, bro. I'm not even moving up that much, bro, and it's trying me. All right, let me relax. So let me say, she's not gonna be really marketed. 504 is not gonna be marketed. Lil Keith's not gonna be marketed that well. I think Cowboy isn't gonna be marketed that well. Everybody else on this list, pretty much damn near marketable. You really gotta fuck it up for yourself. But I'm just saying. Lil Keed, like I was saying, doesn't seem like he's all that marketable. Out of everybody on this list, I feel like he is more likely to fall off more than anybody else on this list. I'm just being real with you. I'm just telling the truth. I'm just saying. And I haven't heard any impressive music from him. Hopefully he proves me wrong. NLE Chopper, let's see. I've been hearing about NLE Chopper for a long time. Who does he rap like? He reminds me of like a fucking a more mature NBA YoungBoy, if that makes any sense. Cause NBA YoungBoy just be so frustrating with the nonsense. Just fucking just angry. I don't know him for real, but you know, just based off his music. But he seems like he has like the same vibe. But he be talking some real shit sometimes. I be following him on I think I follow him on Twitter. He be saying some real shit, bro. I fuck with NLE Chopper. Cowboy, I don't even know you, bro. I really don't know you. You, based off of your name, you sound very West Coast. So I'm gonna let the West Coast people try to hold it down for you. Maybe he's fire. Maybe he's crazy. Or maybe he's an industry plant. I don't know. I hope he proves me wrong. Let's see. Polo G, he has a very, very good chance of having a very good career. At the same time, he could fail at the same time. It's literally just a quarter toss. It's really just a quarter toss for Polo G. I don't know, man. It just doesn't seem like there's a lane for him, if that makes any sense. Just off of, like, I think he only has one song that I've heard. What do you call it? And I went out of my way to listen to it. It's not like it came to me. When your song comes to me and I listen to it, that's how I know you're really out here making waves. But I don't. His career is a quarter toss. It's either he has like, you know, this rambunctious crazy fan base, or you know, he just scrapes by, or he just falls off. That's really how I feel. But hey, you proved me wrong. 24K Golden. Been seeing this nigga I just came from the gym, and this man was on screen for a music video with him and Black Bear and I think someone else. This nigga already made it. Why the fuck is he on this list? This is just more promo for him, bro. This man, I'm telling you, prepare to see this man face. Prepare to see this man face. I'm already annoyed at this guy already. 504N, he seems very street. I haven't heard anything from him. He seems very street. Kind of like a Polo. He falls in the Polo G. Damn, same thing, same category, bro. Can you stop, bro? I didn't even go all the way up there. I ain't go all the way up there. God, I hate this website. But yeah, same thing. Quarter toss. If you had to choose between Polo G and 504N, and between both of them, I think you'd have to choose. It is what it is. It is what it is. Because personally, I'm not gonna be listening to these two. I'm just keeping it true. I'm not gonna be listening to these two. Hopefully they prove me wrong, but I think I doubt it. Mulatto. Very, very, very cute. Industry plant though. I gotta say industry plant. She's gotta be an industry plant. I have never heard anything from her. Ever, not a day in my life. I don't even know who this girl is. I don't even know who she is. Like, part of me really wants her to be a really dope artist or a really dope singer. And then she kind of, you know, I don't know. I really do, but I feel like I'm just gonna disappoint myself, man. I really feel like she about to get up on one of these freestyles. Like, yeah, you know, this pussy fire as fuck. Pussy. I'm like, And the crazy thing is, it probably is, bro. That's the crazy thing, bro. Rod Wave. I don't know why they put Rod Wave on this goddamn cover, bro. He's already, bro. This man bowling, bro. This man is popping right now. Rags to riches. I'm getting these bitches. This nigga is probably the best artist on this whole list. And then you got, I guess you got to look at Baby Keem and Jack Harlow too. But, nah, there's a couple on this list I got to look at. But, yeah, I'm going to give him the number one. Out of everybody on this list, he is the most likely to have a very thriving career. One of the most, because, you know, this nigga got connects. Baby Keem got connects. But Rod Wave, I think I looked up his stats. Only person who beats him on this list is Jack Harlow, bro. And we all know why Jack Harlow winning, all right, bro? So, I don't want to get into that conversation, but... pretty good. Class of 2020. Class of 2020. Not as good as 2019, but, We gonna see. Only time will tell. Just know, like, right now, August 20th, 2020... my money is on Rod Wave, or Baby Keem, or Jack Harlow, okay? Those three right here. These three. Chica might come into, like, sneak in. 24 Golden's always going to be all right. Polo G, 504, yeah, you guys are a hand toss. And E Chopper's not going anywhere unless he fucks it up for himself. Lil Keed, I feel like you're going to fall off. Lil TJ, you might fall off. Cowboy, good, bro, get out of here. Cowboy, I don't even know, bro. I don't even know. Mulatto. Steph London, okay? All right. Let's go. Let's get on to the next subject. And, yeah, man. Somebody, played a sad music. If you didn't hear the news, or if you're not watching the video version of this podcast, which will be on our podcast at Danny versus the Universe. It's Universe. YouTube Danny versus Universe. But, Kiss Anime has been taken down. When you go on the website, all it says is all files are taken down by copyright owners. The site will be closed forever. Thank you for your supporters. Thank you for your supports. Now, this brings a big... it's a very mixed reaction from me, because I understand that legally streaming anime takes the money in a hard work away from the animators in Japan. I understand that, but listen, a lot of people can't afford and to pay for anime. When I was young, when I was a little kid, man, I couldn't afford to fucking pay for Crunchyroll or Netflix, man. I had to fucking either thug it out on YouTube, which I watched a couple animes on YouTube. I watched Death Note on YouTube. I watched, like, the beginning of Fairy Tale on YouTube. I watched Parasite on YouTube. But, you know, those either get taken down too, or the cropping's terrible, or the fucking the quality's terrible. There's many issues for watching anime on YouTube. So, Kiss Anime was another alternative. Kiss Anime was, it used to be really decent, but because of, if you used it recently before they shut it down, it was very, like, it had a lot of fucking porn ads on there, it had a lot of hentai ads, you had to go through this, like, this captcha to, like, this very, it was like, you know that click the bot button, right? When it says all, like, we're at a crossroads, right? They had that, but it was like 8 pictures, and it was like, choose the boy with the green mug and the number green 7 in the background. You had to do that, basically. And that was to, I guess, ward off the bots from the website, which is fine. I didn't mind it, but, you know, it was very inconvenient if you were just an anime fan, you just want to watch a new episode and shit. But, yeah, I guess this was inevitable. I knew ever since Crunchyroll really started putting out those original, like, Tower of God and God of High School, and, you know, they have Crunchyroll, and they're actually sponsored and they're actually made by Crunchyroll, I knew they couldn't air them on Kiss Anime. Most definitely they were gonna be on their ass. That was gonna be a lawsuit, most definitely. And then now they got taken down by the copyright owners, bro. Like, what could you do? What can you do? You can't win. So I just want to give a big Eyes of the Angels to Kiss Anime. You were a great alternative. You were a great free alternative. Let's just be honest, bro. There's not that many good free alternatives out there. Free, nigga. I'm talking about free, nigga. Free, nigga. Listen. Free, nigga. It's free. It's free real estate. It's free. It was free. The anime was free. You come on here. I've said it multiple times. It was free. You didn't have to pay for bullshit like Crunchyroll. Because back then, Crunchyroll wasn't doing no originals. They were just taking your money. We didn't know what the fuck they was doing with the money. But Kiss Anime held you down. Very bittersweet. Very bittersweet. I don't know. I think I'm a little salty about this one. Personally. Whatever, bro. Yeah. You'll be missed, Kiss Anime. I hope you come back. I hope Kiss Anime comes back like Hentai Haven. Remember when Hentai Haven went down? Because the owner sold the website or lost the website because he needed money to pay for his fursuit. And now the website went down and then it came back up. And it's still up to this day. Let me look that shit up, bro. Hentai. Yeah, what y'all know about this, boy? What y'all know about this? Haven. It used to be .com, but now it's .org. .org. Let me see. God damn, they about to take down my fucking video if I show too much, man. But yeah, as you can see, it's still up. That's my shit, bro. That's my shit. Hentai Haven, if you ever want to sponsor the podcast, let me know. I love you. I love you more than any... Not more than anything in the world, but I love you. You up there. You top 10. You're top 10. Okay. Let's see. Our next subject, I've already pulled it up. It's a very simple concept. It's a very simple concept, but this is more or less for the youngins, or maybe even the older people who still, you know, may not even have thought of it before. This is the concept of time. I've looked up the definition of time. Let me read the first definition from Google. Let's see. Time: the indefinite continued progress of existence and events in the past, present, and future, regarded as a whole. Or, as they say, a point of time as measured in hours and minutes, past noon, or whatever. Now, what you probably know about time is like, yeah, man, you know, it's like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, blah, 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 blah. Listen, I don't care who you are. You have a limited amount of time on this planet. And when I mean on this planet, I mean walking on this planet, because when your time is done, you're going to be 6 feet under and you're going to become a part of the planet. It's called the circle of life. Get used to it. Don't be scared of death, because death and time are, they're like this. They're intertwined. I know you can't see my fingers, but they're like that. Trust me. They're like that. So, man, I don't know what to tell people, man, about time. Just do anything you like with your time, bro. Do what you like, man. Don't be afraid. Come on, man. Because you only get... I always tell people, you always get one life. And you always get one shot. You can only do life one time. And it was hell of a... bro, trust me. Believe me when I say it. It was against the odds for you to even be here right now. I heard there's like 400 quadrillion chance of you being born, and you beat the odds. Not only you, but your parents did, you know. So why I can't understand how, you know, you have this time, right? Like, I think I'm nitpicking at myself, like a high school version of myself. Like, just think back freshman year, bro. Like, I used to like this girl, man. You know, I used to like spending time with her. But, you know, it never led anywhere. And I wouldn't say it was a waste of time, but there are plenty of other women who were interested in me, which I could have given them my time, right? Time, teamy, if you want to get fucking grammatical. Or what does it say right here? Team. I need more team, but Yeah, man. I think the worst thing you can do is waste your time, because you don't get that shit back. I'll never get today back, the 20th. I only get to relive this one time. But I really do appreciate all the time that I'm given, because no one knows when you don't know when you die. You know when you're born. We always recognize that when we're born, but we never know when the time it is to die, bro. So, and even if you did know, would you accept it? Would you be like, yeah, man, it's been a blast. I guess 20 years old is as far as I go, or 18, 15. Because some people don't even make it past that. I'm 22 right now, you know? And me being 22 right now, I'm like, damn, man, shit, I haven't done that much for 22. But then I really got to think deeper and be like, damn, there's niggas who never made it to 22. I know niggas who died at 18, bro. Just turned into a grown man and died, bro. It's like, it's very surreal, bro. Cause it was over some petty shit too, bro. Like, niggas really do be dying out here, bro. Trust me, man. So I enjoy all the time I have, man. Especially at this young of an age. I'm 22. You know, I gotta get my priorities right, you know. So I'm trying to use my time very, very strategically. Spending it with my friends, spending it with my family. I want to spend it with you all who are listening, or who will listen, who might never listen, you know what I'm saying? Like, people with, like, good vibes. And trust me, this right here, once you value this over money, over love, over, well, maybe not over, well, let's not give time too much power, okay? But definitely over money, definitely over materialistic stuff, definitely over, you know, the right people you want to be around. Time is very important, you know. I just thought I'd say that, you know, because you never know who's listening. And I hope that, you know, you take your time seriously, especially if you're in like high school or middle school. You know what I'm saying? Those are fucking goofy ass times, man. Those are definitely goofy ass times. You know, you are not thinking about time. You're not even thinking about you could die at that point. But it happens, man. Trust me. Trust me. I'm glad I got that off my shoulder, you know. Oof. Felt like I gave that was what do I call that? That was a gem. It's a gem. Thank you. Alright, let's just jump right into Yeesh. Kanye West. Now, I know what you're thinking. This man about to bash Kanye West. No. Fuck no. Kanye West is actually my favorite rapper. I was gonna say of all time, but I don't know. I really don't know. Cause besides Kanye West, I think my other favorite artists or rappers would be Childish Gambino and Juice WRLD. X is up there as well. But that's because they have, like, they're phenomenal artists as well. But Kanye's up there as well. And I just wanna, like, you know, if Kanye ever hears this, or anybody around his team ever hears this, I just wanna let people know that we fucking love Kanye, bro. We black people love, or I love, who the fuck is this? But I love Kanye West, bro. I think Kanye West, he's a very misunderstood individual. He makes great, bro. He makes phenomenal music, right? But he says a lot of zany stuff. And we know why he says zany stuff. He's bipolar. So, every time Kanye snaps for some shit, I know it's for, like, a certain good reason. Look at this man. This is a billion-dollar man. This man's a billion-dollar man. He has, like, I think he has 5 kids. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think he has one more. I think he just... Kim gave birth to one more. I think he has 5 kids. I think so. And look, he made a fucking... Look at this. Jesus is King. Phenomenal. Graduation. Phenomenal. Yay. Phenomenal. Yeezus. It's whatever. I guess I could pass it. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Top 10 albums of all time. Don't give a fuck what you say. The Life of Pablo. Personally, I enjoyed it very, very much. One of my favorite Kanye West albums. Let's just watch the throne. Look at that. It's just, Kanye's done so much music wise, bro. I can't. It don't matter, bro. You can slander Kanye all you want, bro. Shut the fuck up, though. At some point, shut the fuck up, though, bro. Because you're not going. You're not. He made niggas in Paris. Shut up. Why the fuck you talking shit about this nigga for? Shut up. God. But the main reason, I just want to tell Kanye that, you know, there's people who still really fuck with him. Because I know, I was watching the DJ Academics video, and he was showing off how TMZ was like just slandering him, you know, and they were trying to make him look like crazy, and what do you call it, make Kim look like she's like, you know, the angel of the whole relationship. I'm like, bro, get the yo. First off, I just want to say that I like Kim K too. I think Kim K is a very smart woman. She's very good at marketing. She's definitely very good at business. Very, very cool. Someone I probably want to hang out for like one day and then be like, all right, you know what? I get the gist of who you are, bro. I'm good. But, yeah, but they're trying to write Kanye West off like as some crazy nigga and trying to write her off as like some angel, like she's looking out for him. No. They always do this shit, bro. And I feel like they're doing this shit to him, bro, like, because he's a fucking rapper. And because he black too, bro. And he take care of his kids. He really be around his kids, man. This man, like, he's not bothering anyone. All he's doing is making church music, taking care of his kids, and praying to God. That's all he really do these days. That's all he do. And he be trying to, like, stick around his wife. But from what he be saying, bro, like, Kim be cheating on him. Fucking Meek Mill. That's the one thing I'll roast Kim over, bro. Meek Mill, bro? Meek Mill? Out of every nigga you could have got, you could have got a random street nigga. You got Meek Mill? I don't know. That's an L. I don't know. That's just an L to me. I'm just saying. But y'all not going to slander Kanye and make him look crazy. Nah. Kanye just comes off very misunderstood. He says a lot of, like, stuff that you understand. You just have to decode it. This man speaks in Bible. That makes sense. Let's just say that. Kanye West speaks in Bible. He speaks in Bible. This man be saying some shit. Like, remember when he said, what do you call it? That slavery was a choice, right? It doesn't sound good on paper. You just write that down, right? The teacher come back to you. Kanye, what the fuck is this? Yeah, man, slavery was a choice, man. Like, teacher be like, what the fuck? She called you to the principal's office. Now the principal giving you a fucking talk down, telling you blah, 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 blah. And the principal, white, giving you all this whole fucking talk, bro. Fuck out my face. We knew exactly what he was saying. Slavery was a choice because, you know, you could have either ran away or you could have just killed yourself. And there you go. You're not a slave anymore. But you just can't say it like that. You have to, what they call in comedy, dodge the red lasers. You know, you got to say something because he's a public figure. Yeah, I remember. He's a public figure. When he goes out there, he's got to, you know, fucking fall out from the roof. You know what? You know them old CIA spy movies, you know, when they come from the roof and they come down and then they spray that little thing and it shows the lasers and shit. That's how you're supposed to be, right? You're supposed to come in. And he's supposed to take the jewel, replace it, and then leave. Kanye don't give a fuck. Kanye just run up in there. He busts the window, the front door. He busts it open. He run in there. He take it. And then he say like a wild statement. Pancakes are better than waffles. And he runs out. And everybody be like, what the fuck? Kanye? Kanye? Nah, leave him alone, man. We love you, Kanye, bro. Dead ass, bro. Just keep making that music, man. I hope you get a divorce from Kim, bro. And I hope you find the right one, bro. Stop messing with the mulatto chicks, bro. Get you a dark-skinned baddie, bro. Yeah, bro. Let's... Neon Genesis Evangelion. Woo-wee. I always feel like it's very appropriate to speak about anime in this podcast. Because I feel like everybody who fucks with this podcast damn near fucks with anime. If you don't fuck with anime and you don't fuck with this podcast is based on gaming, anime, hip-hop, some pop culture stuff. All that stuff... I don't know. Video games and anime go together. I don't give a damn, bro. If you play video games, you watch anime, bro. They're really synonymous. But if you haven't watched Evangelion, bro, this anime damn near changed my opinion on mechas. It really did. It's very dark, and the thing I like about Shinji is that he reminds me of like kind of myself, in high school, if that makes any sense. It's like still trying to find your way, still trying to do the right thing, but even if it, you know, if it hurts you, even he's just a very like at that age range, right? He's, I think Shinji is about like 14-15. At that age range, he's very relatable to a lot of young boys, because you're just trying to find your way, you're trying to do the right thing, and you know, it's just, this anime is so good. This is part of the ending, if you can see this. Like, the girl, when you see the girl with the face at the end, woo! And I think it's a very short anime. I very recommend. I don't want to spoil anything. It's a very short anime. One season, 26 episodes. You watch it, then you say, fuck you. You come back to this podcast, and you record a message, and you say, hey, Danius, man, you know, love the podcast. Watch Neon Genesis Evangelion. Fuck you, my nigga. It's on Netflix, too. There you go. It's on. I really feel like that's how you're going to feel. You're going to be like, hey, man, you know, Neon Genesis, man, you know, it seemed cool. The big-ass mechs, they're fighting and shit. Look at this. Big mech with knife fight angels. Protect the earth. Yeah, man, this shit, I love this shit, man. And all the retro, this is that old anime, this very retro. Look at this. I love it. And then you get to that last episode and you're like, man, fuck Danius. I hate that nigga. Bitch ass nigga made me watch this anime. Fuck you, my nigga. Fuck you. See? You should have just watched One Piece like I've been telling you on Twitter. That's why you should follow me on Twitter. I wouldn't even have to tell you right now. Because you know I'd be tweeting. Watch Twitter. Oh my god. I hate fucking up my lines, bro. This shit not even written. I hate fucking up my lines. Watch One Piece. But if you haven't watched Neon Genesis Evangelion, consider watching it. Very. It's got a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Okay. Let me just, when violent monsters descend upon the earth, the monsters are called angels. To destroy humanity, a reluctant young man joins a small squad of pilots under the command of his cold and dictatorial father to drive back the menace using giant machines that seem to have the mind of their own. Because... the one thing I will spoil is that the mechs that they're using to fight are made from angels. So you gotta fight fire with fire. But it's changing. Ooh. Well, that's all I'm gonna say about Evangelion. It's a very top tier anime. If you haven't watched it, if you like Akira, you'll like this shit, bro. You watched Akira, you'll like this shit. Very sci-fi. You know what? I think I need to get me a girl and just lay down, relax, you watch Evangelion, and have a terrible time. I think that's what I need. Yep. Well, but that's everything I had to talk about for today. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I think the majority of you didn't even make it this far. But if you did, let's see if you're a rider for real. So I'm going to need you to either, go check out that Instagram or that Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with your boy. Either way, I'd like to thank you for spending your time with me, man. I really do appreciate that. And before I go, I just want to shout out some people on Twitter before I forget. From these days. Sorry, I got distracted. Always get distracted, bro. RIP my attention span, bro. Let's see. So, first person I want to shout out, KidNix22, bro. I always see you commenting. Thank you, man. I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate you commenting. Appreciate you liking. Thank you. Let's see. DJ Comics 616, appreciate all the likes and the follow too, man. I appreciate you, man. Thank you. Thank you for the support, man. We noticed that. We noticed that. Trust me. Let's see. Who else? Sophia Meds. Don't think I forgot about you, girl. Girl. I fucks with you. Thank you for the likes. I appreciate you. I respect that. You loyal. You a real one. Thank you. All right. Let's see. Oh wow, her name is Lil Mean Bitch. Shout out Lil Mean Bitch. Instagram. Lil Mean Bitch. More like Lay. I don't even know. But thank you. Thank you. Who else? Shout out to my boy Young Toke the Father. That's my boy. Let's see. Yo Soy Christ 69. Oh, Perk with no 30s. Shout out to you, bro. I be seeing you like the pictures a lot, bro. Shout out to you, bro. My boy Neo King 1023. Shout out to you, my guy. And let's see. Anybody else I want to shout out? There's a lot of people who follow Crazy and just connect. Why'd you do that? Why you do that? Fucks with me, bro. Fucks with me, bro. Fucks with us, bro. Fucks with us, not me. Well, you can fuck with me. You know where to find me. But fuck with us. YBF forever, bro. YBFF. Anyways, I've been here way too fucking long. I've got shit to do. No, I don't. I gotta go to sleep. But either way, thank you, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all have a good night. And into the darkness we go.